It was only a matter of time until this was going to happen. Someone impersonating an ICE officer is arrested in Huntington Park.
When people cannot trust who is enforcing the law, public safety is undermined and fear begins to take hold.
Finding a relaxed, laid-back summer event around Southern California could prove tricky this summer with ICE agents stalking the region.
We definitely understand that coming out to the concerts or any public space right now can be a risk with the operations being conducted by Immigration and Customs Enforcement.
The Trump administration gets a partial win of the U.S. Supreme Court in its effort to overturn birthright citizenship.
I don't see this having a dramatic impact on allowing the Trump administration to pursue deportation of people who are almost certainly American citizens because they were born in the United States.
Welcome to the It's Finally Friday edition of the LA Local for June 27th, 2025. It's brought to you by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. I'm your dutiful host, Jonathan Service. Coming up on today's Local, a man arrested in Huntington Park seemed poised to go on some kind of criminal spree dressed as an ICE agent. Republicans in Congress keep the pressure up on the city of Los Angeles. Masked up, wannabe tough guy ICE agents already operating with the charm of Joseph Stalin's secret police are now forcing the cancellation of summer events around Southern California. And we'll explain a complicated but important Supreme Court ruling on birthright citizenship. Let's start with what was likely inevitable. As ICE agents continue to refuse to do the basics, like identify themselves or take off their masks or dress in a uniform, Huntington Park police have arrested a man suspected of impersonating a federal immigration agent. Police Chief Cosme Lozano told reporters what his officers found when they searched the man's Dodge Durango that was parked in a handicap zone.
A loaded 9mm semi-automatic firearm, two holsters, and additional ammunition for the firearm. Official looking documents bearing the heading of Homeland Security Investigations and U.S. Customs and Border Protection. A sheet containing U.S. Customs and Border Protection radio codes. Multiple copies of passports not registered under the individual's name. When further questioned, the individual claimed he previously worked for Customs and Border Protection. However, he could produce no valid credentials to validate that. It was later learned that the individual also has a prior arrest record related to human smuggling.
Huntington Park Mayor Arturo Flores also talking at the news conference.
The presence of law enforcement style equipment without any verified authority raises serious concerns. When people cannot trust who is enforcing the law, public safety is undermined and fear begins to take hold. These are not isolated fears. Across the region, residents are reporting encounters with individuals claiming to be federal agents, driving tinted and unmarked vehicles, wearing plain clothes, and refusing to show identification. Are they bounty hunters? Are they vigilantes? There is a better way to conduct enforcement, one that does not terrorize neighborhoods or blur the lines between lawful action and dangerous imitation. So to that end, I invite Secretary of Homeland Security Kristi Noem to openly and publicly discuss these issues. This is not how immigration enforcement in America should be conducted.
Yeah, I wouldn't hold my breath for Kristi Noem to take up that meeting. Homeland Security officials have argued that agents are in danger, and that's why they are allowed to stay masked and not identify themselves. But not a single documented case of an ICE agent actually being doxxed or attacked in any kind of off-duty situation. So those defenses ring a bit hollow. There's a deadline today for both Governor Newsom and LA Mayor Karen Bass to turn over documents to the House Oversight Committee related to their heavily politicized investigation into anti-ICE demonstrations in our city. John Barrett has that story.
In a letter, the House Oversight Chairman said the governor and the mayor had championed California sanctuary policies to prevent local law enforcement from cooperating with federal immigration authorities, and that they intended to block the objectives of the federal government. He wants documents and other records between the mayor's office and the governor's office, and between their offices and local law enforcement. He wants dispatch logs, too. Jack Pitney is a professor of government at Claremont McKenna College.
We'll see what happens if the mayor decides to contest this in court. But this is mostly about politics.
And do you expect the governor to resist as well?
I think he is not going to jump to comply with the subpoena.
He notes, though, that the Oversight Committee does have broad jurisdiction and could try to obtain a contempt citation against both the mayor and the governor if they don't comply. I'm John Baird, KNX News 97.1 FM.
So far, there's every indication that both Bass and Newsom are ignoring the oversight document request. As ICE continues operations across Los Angeles, some people are afraid to leave their homes. But at MacArthur Park, a local music venue is pushing forward with its annual summer concert series cautiously, hoping to offer a sense of normalcy. Natalie Tavidian has more.
MacArthur Park, just 3 miles from downtown LA, is once again alive with music for the summer. But this year, the sounds of joy may come with an undertone of hesitation. Allegra Padilla, executive director, Love It LA.
We definitely understand that coming out to the concerts or any public space right now can be a risk with the operations being conducted by Immigration and Customs Enforcement. So with that, you know, we also offer a live streaming option.
Organizers say they're doing everything they can to be a safe space for the community, online and in person. Padilla saying being present at the park, experiencing joy, is an act of unity and a way to reclaim public space despite fear. The Lovett Pavilion kicks off its 18th season of free outdoor shows this weekend. I'm Natalie Tavidian, KNX News 97.1 FM.
We already know of two July 4th celebrations that have been canceled for next week out of fear that ICE goons will crash the party. Bell Gardens and Cudahy, two heavily Latino cities, have both canceled street parties and fireworks shows. Thanks, ICE. President Trump is calling it a major victory for him at the Supreme Court today, a ruling that limits the ability of lower federal court judges to temporarily pause Trump's executive orders. At a news conference, he portrayed the ruling as clearing the way for his executive order that ended, or attempted to end, birthright citizenship and overturning the 14th Amendment. But surprise, surprise, the president was either lying, misunderstanding the case entirely, or just disconnected from reality. Never really know these days. Richard Painter served as the chief White House ethics counsel under President George W. Bush. He spoke with our Larry Perel and put all of this into perspective.
Is this ruling being misinterpreted? And can you give us, if it is, give us a straight ahead read on what it means to limit the abilities of judges to issue nationwide injunctions against presidential executive orders?
Well, first, the court did not rule on the merits here about natural born citizenship. The vast majority of constitutional law scholars and the case law supports the proposition that anyone born inside the United States is a citizen, very, very few exceptions. And so the Trump administration's position on this is probably wrong. The court will decide that later. The issue here is whether a single judge in one district can impose an injunction on the Trump administration that would be nationwide, even though this is a judge in Massachusetts or in Minnesota or somewhere else. And the court found that nationwide injunctions in the vast majority of instances, including this one, are not appropriate. And that means the plaintiffs would have to go individually to courts in their districts. Or, and there's a very important alternative that they can pursue, which is a nationwide class action. The court makes it very, very clear that a nationwide class action under Rule 23 of the Rules of Civil Procedure, if those rules are followed, could be pursued. And that could end up with an injunction that would be binding nationwide on behalf of the nationwide class that could go into a federal district court. So I expect the plaintiff's lawyers to pursue this as a class action with filings probably as early as the beginning of next week, and we'll see where that goes. I don't see this having a dramatic impact on allowing the Trump administration to pursue deportation of people who are almost certainly American citizens because they were born in the United States.
Given the court's ruling, the high court's ruling today, I mean, was this a colossal abuse of power as Trump claimed it was in the past?
Well, it is, of course, has nothing to do with the underlying merits. The federal judge in Massachusetts or in Minnesota ordinarily would decide only cases in that district and not seek to enjoin of the United States government from carrying out certain policies in other states. There are exceptions to that. There have been nationwide injunctions. The Biden administration objected to some nationwide injunctions, so has the Trump administration. We clearly see that the power of the courts has been curtailed here. This will make it more difficult in some instances for federal judges to put a stop to conduct that they believe is wrongful, unconstitutional, or otherwise illegal by the executive branch of the government. This is going to curtail the ability of the federal courts to rein in the executive branch.
All right, Richard Painter, who served as the Chief White House Ethics Counsel under President George W. Bush, thank you for joining us. Appreciate you taking the time.
The group that was originally challenging Trump's attempt to overturn the 14th Amendment had that class action lawsuit ready to go, filed it shortly after the Supreme Court ruling today was handed down. This has been the LA Local for Friday, June 27th. It's sponsored by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. You can see the inventory for all 12 dealerships at lacarguy.com. I'll be off next week, but you'll be in good hands with the Motley KNX crew. Here's hoping you have a great weekend and an even better July 4th holiday coming up. Hope you all stay safe, avoid ice, and party hard in the days ahead. Happy birthday, America.